yards now.
Good evening to everybody. Good afternoon to some. Good morning to others. You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Radio. I am your host, Malik, live straight from Richmond, Virginia. You all know about me. And to those that don't know about me, I'm Malik. What else can I say? straight up, tonight's show is a very special show. I allowed all of my viewers, my listeners, my fans to make my show tonight. Today is your appreciation. So let's get it. Tonight I have a very, 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 very special co-host tonight, right? Since everybody wanted to get on the topics about relationships, I decided to bring my wife into the mix. And I would like to introduce you all to her. Her name is Lady Key.
Introduce
you.
World.
You had to sound like that.
I'm Lady Key, 26 years of age, calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay. So, Lady Key, how has your day been going so far?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Are you sure?
Very.
Okay. Tell them why you mad, girl.
Excuse me?
I'm just joking. Be quiet. You try. See, there you go. We never had this on air. All
right. Stop playing.
All right. Tonight's main topic will be, everybody agreed on this on the FB, the topic will be long-distance relationships. Hmm. Now, somebody asked me to speak on what keeps it spicy. Now, all I can say is what me and my girl do to keep us spicy, you feel me? Like, what do we do, Keith? Like, how can people keep their relationship spicy if their lovers are long distance?
First, I guess it would have to be, you have to first have trust. And when you see each other, just make each time more special than the other. And I think, you know, as you are apart, your heart, you grow fonder for that person. So when you see them, it's like you see them for the first time all over again. So that's what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about, okay. Okay, now you know I'm going to go ahead and say something, right? Now, what about those times when you feel like it's not going to work? You start to be like, well, oh, my goodness, like, this relationship, she's so far. How can I do this? Like, what would be your advice to people in that area?
I think faith comes in. And if both people are on the same page and, you know this person has your heart and, you know, everything is good, then, you know, the doubt comes in play and, you know, and all that, but still, if you love one another, then you shouldn't let that overpower it, you know, and just keep faith in God in relationship first and foremost, and you'll be all right.
Okay, that's deep. You got me stuttering, girl. Stuttering a little bit. Y'all heard about it, knowing that I stutter. It's okay. I stutter.
Yeah, right.
So you can lie up?
Nah.
That's cool. Now, you know, we're going to leave that beside us. If y'all do have questions at the end, y'all can speak on the long-distance relationships. But I'm going to go into the main, like, this is what my comments have filled up with. The ladies want to know, not only the ladies, but the studs want to know, why both studs wearing straps all day? Now, I'm going to let Keith speak her views on it first, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to speak my views on it, because mine might, you know, because I got a lot to say about that. But, you know, go ahead, Keith, speak on it. Let them know.
I think when a stud wears a strap all day, I think it's a comfort thing for her, and maybe she, you know, she just likes the feeling of it, or maybe she want to be ready at all times. I mean, so I guess it's a comfort thing. I mean, you know, or maybe she's transitioning and she wants to, you know, become a man, and, you know, she wants to, I'm going to leave that one up to you. I'm a femme. Cut that short.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like that. It's like that. But, you know, all I can say, I can speak on how I used to be. Like, you know, when I was growing up, I'm acting like I'm like 49, 50, right?
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, like when I was younger, like my 16 to 18 year old, I was a victim of wearing my strap all day, every day. I just felt like I was that nigga. You feel me? Like, I just felt like my thing was bigger than all dudes, and I wanted to show it off, you know. But it got to the point where that wasn't me, that wasn't who I am. I do not need to show my goods to know, to let people know how good I am. You know, actions, you know, speak louder than words, and so does the strap. Like, just because you have a big strap does not mean that you work it in the bed. You feel me?
Do that.
Does not mean that you threw the cushion for the cushion. You know? A lot of people be like, oh, okay, you know, my things stay hard all day, but just because it's hard doesn't mean it works. Like you said, it is a comfort thing. Yeah, I think it is a comfort thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But this is my advice to all of you studs that do this. Do you, man. Make sure every night before you go to bed, you get some cleaner and you clean the lint off that nasty dick. Because I know it sweats and it smells real bad. So, that's all.
Wow.
I mean, for real, like, come on, boo. If I was to do that, like, what would you really say? Like,
you don't want to know, honey.
You say, I don't want to know.
Nah.
I mean, would you let me walk around all day, you know, disrespecting you with my strap on all day, you know?
It's just not cute to me, anyway. You know, you're not going to do it anyway, so, you know.
She's not the boss of me, everybody. She's not the boss of me. For real.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
But, yeah. That's just, I mean, it's crazy looking to be a female doing it. But, I mean, hey, to each his own. It's to each his own. Do you, boo, all day. Can't nobody tell you what to do. Do you just.
You said it's crazy looking?
It's crazy looking. I just don't want to see you a female with boobs and you got a hard thing sticking out through your pants. I just don't want to see it, especially you got big boobs. So, nah.
What you mean?
You know, that's just not cute to me.
I'm saying, what if they don't have big boobs, you know?
I mean, some of them can pull it off. Some of them look like, some girls are really hard looking and they don't have anything. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. But to the ones that got big breasts and got a big butt, and you know who you are with the jiggling sticking through your pants is not cute. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, man. I'm not laughing at you, y'all. I'm not laughing at you. So that is how we feel pretty much about the whole studs and straps all day, 24/7, you know.
Yeah, give it a rest.
I'm not knocking you, but clean it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's sweaty, musty, and, you know.
You stupid.
I'm stupid. I know it, girl. Number two. Let's go into the whole, okay, boo, don't beat me up, right? What I'm about to say, because I know that you might have a lot to say about this, and caution, she is crazy, okay? Everybody, she's crazy.
Don't say that.
Now, I want you femmes, I want to know from the feminine females, y'all can call in later on when I do take calls, I want to know, why do you all nag so much? Like, what is going on, honey? Like, are y'all on y'all periods 24/7? I mean, what is good? Let me know, because I want to know, because I'm lost.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why I nag sometimes. I guess I have a low tolerance for BS, and I feel like if I'm not getting what I need at that time, and in order for me to get it to you and put into your head what I need from you is by nagging or hollering, then that's what I have to do to get my point across. I mean, I don't personally nag all the time, but if need be, I will. I mean, it's not really, I don't really think it's a big issue, you know what I'm saying, because, hey, we all, if you something not going your way or whatever, and if you have, you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you don't have time for the BS in your life, and you're not going to put up with it, you're going to, hey, you're going to do what you got to do. So, I mean, for somebody to holler all the time, and that's all they do is holler, 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 that's irritating. But me personally, I do it when I have to, you know. And you don't want them being in a relationship with somebody just constantly hollering at you and just nagging and nothing's going right in their life. That's just a miserable person. But, you know, for some people, we just do it because, hey, if you're not hearing us, we have to just holler at you and get it to you and let you know what's up.
Okay, so. Well, let me ask you another question. This got a lot to do with nagging, right? Sometimes a nigga can just take the trash out, can just wash the toilet, can just mop the floor, but you all nag about that. Like, oh my God, Malik, why did you take the trash out? Like, boo, I just took the trash out. I mean, like, what is going on? Like, you know, like, talk to me. What's going on? Help me out.
Babe, I don't... really nag as you like talking about, so, but from my, okay, what I would say about that, if somebody's hollering at you, maybe it could have, that person has had a bad day, or, you know, maybe, you know, just some things just not going right for them, so they feel like they taking it out on you, and it's not a good thing to take your problems on other people. You know what I'm saying? Because just my suggestion is just walk away from it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going in at it with them too. You know what I'm saying? Because two high heads clashing together, that's just not a good sight. So, I mean, but me, I'm not really a big nagger like that. So I don't, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, you know.
No, I can honestly say that you aren't a nagger.
Thank God.
Like, totally.
I'm not. I don't feel like what's the need. Especially with our situation, I don't have time to be nagging at you like that. Now, if we was in the same household or something, you know, you probably see a different side of me. But, you know, right now, you know, you ain't got to worry about all that, boo. Mwah.
Don't be kissing me on air. Wind kisses. Mwah. No, I'm joking. I, you know, like, how do you, okay, now I'm going to switch everything. Like, how do you feel about studs or me, you know, in general, nagging to you? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, tell me a little bit, you know.
I think it becomes a problem that's constant. You know, but other than that, it's not really a big thing because I know how to just walk away from it or tune it out. So So, I mean, if you had, I feel like, to get your point across to somebody, just talk to them normal. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to nag and press the issue and all that and scream at somebody, because at the end of the day, both of y'all are adults. And you can come to some type of agreement. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying, talk with somebody like they're your child. You know what I'm saying? Because, nope, that person is a human being just like you are. They have feelings just like you do. So talk to them like they're a human being. Like you want to be treated, treat them like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's sometimes people, you know what I'm saying, might scream and holler, but hey, come to your senses, calm down, breathe, count to five, you'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? It's not that serious. So that's what I would say to that.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so intellectual. Okay.
So how do you feel about when a female, not me, but, you know, have nagged at you? How did it, you know what I'm saying, like, how did it make you feel? Like, felt like you was never, nothing you do was right, or...
me personally, nagging at me sometimes turns me slammed the fuck on. I mean, look, I kind of like an aggressive femme anyway. You know, a female that's going to take control sometimes. I'm not the type of person that wants to demand everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, it should be 50-50 in a relationship, and especially when it comes down to holding the household. Like, yes, I do look like a dude. Don't get me twisted. You know, a lot of people, you know, say, damn, he's a nigga, and the lady scream in the bathroom and stuff. But in all reality, I have what my girlfriend has, what you have, boo. And, you know, it should be like, if I tell you to shut the fuck up, if you was to say, okay, boo, I'll shut the fuck up, you know, like, I would break up with you, because... where is the backbone, like, you know?
Okay.
So you're telling me I can just be like, I'm going to punch in your face, and you're going to be like,
okay.
Okay, boo. Like, you know, I'm going to break up with you. And I, to be real with you, I wouldn't even know how to handle you as a friend, because I wouldn't know if you was lying to me or you was just, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Okay, I think there's a difference between somebody who's aggressive and somebody who's overly aggressive, where it becomes they are trying to overpower you, or, you know what I'm saying, like, it's okay to be aggressive, don't get me wrong, because I am kind of aggressive myself.
Yeah.
And I do have a backbone, I don't, you know. So, but when it becomes that person's trying to, like, boss you around, or, you know what I'm saying, when it becomes like that, then there's a problem, you know what I'm saying, because you can be aggressive and all, but, you know, still be a lady, you know, we got, come on, we know how to handle our things, we don't have to be all that screaming and hollering, we can do other stuff to you to get our point across, come on, seriously. So, I mean,
I personally like a feisty girl, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get along great, because you're feisty and it turns me on. So that just works, you know.
Yeah.
Hey. But, you know, that's how I feel about the whole feisty woman, the nagging. That's cool, you know. As long as you don't go too far, because if you go too far, then I have to go too far, and we don't want that.
That's not a good look.
Oh, no, not a good look. We don't want to be like, you bitch, no, you bitch, I don't like you bitch, you know, it don't need to be like that, you know. So, no bitch calling in the bed, not unless it's nasty, and we'll talk about that on another show.
Wow.
Okay, let me ask you another thing, right? Mm-hmm. Another fan of mine asked about phone sex, cyber sex, any other type of virtual sex? Like, how do you feel about couples engaging in the phone sex? Not only couples, but maybe, like, a partner or a friend or whatever. Like, how do you feel about the whole computer love and the whole phone sex and all that stuff? Like, how do you feel about it?
Personally, phone, I mean, I think it's mental then. You're not actually touching that person, whatever, but if you can have sex over the phone and you can actually have an orgasm over the phone with that person and your mind is into it and everything, I mean, I think that's a beautiful thing, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You only have to touch them to just please them. Yeah, I'm with it. Cyber sex, definitely into all that stuff like that, and typing somebody about sex, no, I'm not into that. But phone sex, I will definitely do. That's a go for me. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about it?
Phone sex, like you said, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. I feel like that's the best sex. I feel like it's nothing like sitting on the phone. You across, it's your house. I'm in my house, whatever, work, whatever, wherever you are. And we can sit there and stimulate each other's minds because that is the best sex. Like, I call it masturbation. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing like making a woman come virtually, mentally. I mean, hey, if I could blow on the phone, your shit just get wet. I know that's some good shit. You know?
Yeah.
That's just how I feel about the whole phone sex. I mean, I don't hate on them, but I'm just saying, like, everybody shouldn't do phone sex. Like, you know, I don't think it's for everybody. Just, like, having sex is not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to know what you're doing. You know?
Yeah.
And when it comes down to cyber sex, like, people please and not look at me wrong what I'm about to say. But I don't really want to be banging space bars and control all deleting with anybody and I mean, it's like you said, it's not cute, it's not human, it's like you know, I just don't want to be, you know, oh baby, hit the home, you know, hit the home key. Oh, you going page up, page down? No, you know, number lock, tab, caps lock. Oh baby, I'm up, caps lock. You know, ooh, shift me, daddy. I mean, no, please.
Did you say shift me, daddy?
Yes, honey, shift me, daddy. I mean, you know, that's just not for me. You know, you know.
No, not into that.
I'm not really into it either. I mean, but I don't knock it because there are a lot of people that do get off that. And, you know, they really do like it. So, you know, to each his own, if you like it, I love it. It's all good.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you. Do you. Say it again, boo.
Do you.
So proper.
I know, right?
It's okay. Let's see. And, you know, the next question, somebody asked me about the gays in the military, you know, the whole don't ask, don't tell factor, like, you know, the way, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go first, and maybe you can go. The way I feel about the whole don't ask, don't tell, I think that there's nothing wrong with the don't ask, don't tell. Because you should sometimes apply that with your life. You know? Like, there's people till this day that always thought that I was a tomboy until they asked me was I gay and then I spoke on it. Everybody don't need to know your business. It's not for everybody to know. But if you don't want them to know. So if you didn't tell them, then it was none of their goddamn business. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody need to be in your personal life. But you know, I think it is, at the same time, it is kind of good that, you know, they are kind of enforcing it to kind of, like, drop it. Because, you know, I guess some people want to be out, you know, and they're scared to be out. So it's like a win-win, you know. I agree, disagree. It's all good. Like, how do you feel about it?
I feel pretty much the same way you do. I think that when it comes down to that, you don't have to be letting everybody know, okay, I'm gay, whatever, whoop, whoop. I mean, just be you, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, just be all out there like that. I mean, some things are just better kept to yourself until need to be, you know what I'm saying? So if somebody asks you about it or whatever, then you can tell your whole life story if you want to, but, you know, just sometimes just keep it, it's better sometimes keep it to yourself, you know what I'm saying, especially the way the world is today. So much stuff happening to people, you know what I'm saying, just being who they are. And, you know, sometimes it's just better kept to you. So I don't really disagree with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing is I want to get into the whole dud for stud, femme for femme thing. Like, that's another major thing that I feel that affects our community. Is everybody... Now, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go into this. The whole stud for stud, the femme for femme, and the transgender female to male. I think that those are the three parts of our community that receive the less support. And I feel like that we all need to speak on it and kind of, you know, maybe we all could speak on it and maybe kill it tonight, you know, because I feel like just because two females having sex, two females, two feminine females, two bush females loving each other, who gives a fuck? Do you care, Key? I don't care, you know. I feel like you love who you love. That's just like if me and Malik say, okay, I'm going to go have sex with a billy goat. Not saying that I am, but if you're my true friend or you're my true supporter, you're going to support my decision. You're not going to look down on me and you're not going to talk bad about me because I made a decision to have sex with that billy goat. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like that you shouldn't disrespect the studs, the femmes, and the transgender female to male because they made a decision to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you feel on it? Like, what's your input on it?
I think if you fall in love with this person, regardless what type of clothes they wear or whatever, I mean, hey, you fell in love with that person. You didn't fall in love with them because, oh, they're a stud or they're, you know, you fell in love with that person. So, I mean, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in the past, I've been with feminine women, and that's because I'm attracted to the whole heels, and I like lip gloss chicks, so, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's my preference. That's what I like, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So, just do you. You don't, I mean, I wouldn't, if I was a stud and I like other studs, oh, well, that's what I like. That's who I fell in love with, regardless if she wear do-rags and fitteds just like I do. Hey, we could be holding hands together. Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, just do you. I mean, I wouldn't even care what the rest of the world thinks, for real. It's a shame when it's within our own community of people looking at you differently because of what you like.
Sure.
I mean, it's crazy, but that's how, and I don't think you can change how people see you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a lot of people just are so ignorant, they're closed-minded to it, that they just ignorant. So, I mean, can't change that, you know? But you can just be you and just love who you want to love. And that's all that matters, for real, at the end of the day.
That's true. I support that. Like, what you just said, I agree with you 100%. Like Keith said, like, at the end of the day, they're all females, you know, and, you know, I mean, we pretty much talking about the female and stuff, stud, like, I'm about to get into the female and male transgender. Like, I have a lot of brothers that transitioning, you know, and I kind of feel them. I know exactly why they want to do what they do. It's because they want to do it. And it's a lot of people in our community that do not accept them. They always go, you know, if I want a female, I would date a, if I want a male, I would date a male. But that's not the point. You're not seeing who they are as a person on the inside. You do not know their struggles. You don't know what they've been through. They are people just like us. And I feel like for you to be gay or lesbian or bisexual in this community, why does the T always be absent? You can't support the GLBTQ community and don't support the T. Like, come on now. You sound stupid. You're contradicting yourself, saying you support it. I feel like we need to start loving everybody in our community and stop hating on people. Like, let people do them. You do you. It's a lot of things that you do that a lot of people don't agree with. But you do it because you want to do it, right?
That's true.
So stop hating on everybody else. Get a day job. Go play basketball. Go eat shrimp, chicken, hot sauce. Go do what you want to do. Leave people alone. Mind your goddamn business.
Yes.
And, hey, I bet you, if we all minded our own goddamn business and let everybody else live for them and we live for ourselves, I bet you there'd be so much love in this community. It's a damn shame that the heteros hate on us. We be at the club and come out the club with damn picket signs outside saying, you know, gays want to hell, blah, 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 blah. But it's like we doing the same thing in our own community. We can't even love our fellow studs. Studs outside the club fighting each other, beating each other ass because the other stud got better looking cornrows. You feel me? Like, or the fems want to fight each other because, you know, her dress sexier than hers, or her lip gloss is popping, honey, and the other one lips is chapping. I mean, let her lips be chapped. Don't beat her down because her lips are chapped. Leave her the hell alone. Or you know what you could do as a good citizen? You can go to the store and get her some chapstick and be nice to her and give it to her and stop acting like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even getting this. I'm not even going to stop with the woman. Let's go on to the gay men. What's up with all the shade? Love each other, man. Stop throwing shade to each other 24/7. It's okay sometimes, but some people need to be thrown at. But damn, every day of your life, let it rest, man. Shit. Let's throw picket signs, you know what I'm saying? Let's throw picket signs somewhere else at the non-supporters that's hating on us. Let's go throw it at them. That's our own community, man. We should be able to go to the club. We should be able to go to an event. We should be able to go to the park and say, hey, what's good? Say, hey, how you doing? And it should be no problem. I had to vent for a minute, man, because I'm tired of it. Like, but there's nothing I can do. I can't do nothing for nobody else. I can't sit here and speak on how nobody else feels. I can just speak on how I feel. And I hope that my words will get to somebody else's heart and change somebody, because life is too goddamn short to be sitting around worrying about the next bitch. Cause I bet you 9 times out of 10 she ain't worrying about you.
Hello.
Hello. Naps, boo. Did you give me fat? Did you give me fat? Yeah, give me fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to vent for a minute, y'all. Like, I just went into a whole nother.
But that's what people do, though. They're closed-minded people. And, I mean, if you can just change one person's outlook on something, then you, hey, you good. You know, so I wish I could change the whole world, but I can't. I'm just one person.
It's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here go another one. I got a question from the chat room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her question is, hold on, y'all. Let me scroll back up. Why does the size matter so much to the wearer? Okay. Oh, she's talking about the strap. Okay, I got you. I got you. Okay, I got you. She wants to know, why does the strap matter? Honey, let me tell you something. Like I told everybody before, the strap is just an object that you buy in the store. Just because your strap is 18 inches long does not mean that you can put in 18 inches of work. You feel what? Okay, hello, honey. Now, just because it's big does not mean that it's going to do big things, you know. That's just how I feel about it. Like, I don't really know what the penetration feels like, but I'm just saying, you know, some of the women, they know. And, you know, you can look at their face. Now, if you, and you pumping and sweating, and she's looking at you like, you crazy, you're not doing anything, honey. Go get a small dick because you're pushing it's so small, like, she can't handle it, you know? Or can she?
But who would want 18 inches in them anyway? That's just nasty.
I don't know, but I'm saying some studs like to get them big 18-inch things, honey. Like, they think it's just gone. I don't know. Maybe they just like their girls with loose walls or something. I don't know.
That is... Hoochie gonna be real swollen.
Yes. Just take your whole fist and just put it in there, honey. Like, baby, I love you. Like, are you serious?
You love me? You trying to kill me, my nigga?
Nah, I know. I know.
That's not cute, boo. But, maybe eight. Eight's good size. 7.5, 8.
You like the 8?
About 7.5, 8. Something okay. Like that. Not too thick. Nah, I'm just not. Go ahead. Next question.
Okay, I just have to say this. Okay, Armani, you are retarded. I have to put this up here because, right?
What?
Armani said that her strap ladies is 10 inches with metal head vibrators with rotating beads in the shaft. Like, you are retarded. I had to put that on the air. That was, like, so cuckoo. I had to tell everybody that. Like, that was just funny. I had to speak. Like, for real. I mean, is there anything else that anybody wants to speak on? Like, chat room, do y'all have any more questions? Facebook, message me. In the meantime, let's talk about these girls. Now, boy, you might get mad at me because you are a femme, but I want to know this.
What?
Why do you all feel like y'all have to have, like, no clothes on in the club? I'm going to be, like, 10 degrees outside. Like, what is really good with that?
Maybe because the club you be going to is hot as hell inside, so you got to come in there naked already. But personally, I don't go to clubs half-dressed. I might show a little cleavage, a little leg, you know, a little thigh. But I think it comes down to respect thing. Just have respect for your body. Like, if you showing everything now, it leaves no mystery. You know what I'm saying? They already know what they going to get. You know what I'm saying? They want to unwrap the package, not the package already unwrapped. That's just not good.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't, to be honest with you, I really don't have a problem with you, baby. I really don't have a problem with you in the club, you know, with a nice dress on, looking sexy, because, I mean, damn, you sexy, baby. Show your shit. It's funny. I'm not the one of those type of stuff like, yo, bitch, take that shit off. You showing all my blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that type of stud, and I really would want you to show what God gave you, as long as you respect me. I love when you go in the club, baby, you stunting. Like, that shit turned me on. You know, we going outside, we going anywhere, walking the street, whatever. I just love it. I don't know.
But it's just a way to do things. And as being a young lady, just have respect for yourself, though. If you ain't, you don't have to Just, you know, if I had a daughter and I seen her half naked walking down the street, that's just not, I guess it's all in the way you was raised also, and just your whole background. And I'm not going to say I'm be walking like, no, I'm be all covered up like a nun. But I'm just saying, I'm just going to respect myself first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
You don't have to show everything to be sexy.
And I'm glad that you are like that, baby. Finally, a woman that respects me, that shit turns me on. Hallelujah. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm gay.
Yes, you are.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We have another question, baby. What is the fear as far as commitment? Ooh. That is a very good one. What is the fear of commitment, pretty much, she's saying? I think the fear of commitment is being hurt in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Real bad. Whether it's been hurt about, you know, somebody cheated on you, somebody lied to you, somebody did whatever to you. It's like sometimes we take what happens to us in the past into our future relationship. It's not that we mean to.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that, it's not like we mean to. It's just that sometimes we can't help it because sometimes we get into a new relationship. Now, it might not be the main pattern, but sometimes it gets to be a little bit of a pattern. Sometimes, like, say, like, your last girlfriend might have lied to you about everything. But your new girlfriend might want to hold stuff to keep, you know, I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Like, well, your other girlfriend cheated on you, and your new girlfriend might not have came home 20 minutes on time. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, commitment has a lot to do with the past to me. It might not even be a lover. It could be a parent not keeping their promise with you, or friends, or it could have been anything. Somebody could have hurt you in the past. And I don't know. That's how I feel about it. Like, how you feel about it?
Pretty much like you. You know, you always have that one foot in, one foot out, because you're scared to really get deep into somebody only to get hurt by them. So you feel like you have that one foot out, then if the relationship do come to an end, you won't be too hurt because you may have had your little ace in the hole or whatever, you had somebody to fall back on, whatever, just to protect yourself. But my advice to that is, if you find that one person in your life that truly loves you and you know this and you truly love them, give it your all. Because, you know, it's probably your last chance ever. You know what I'm saying? So just love, you know, and not keep on going into these relationships half-ass. If you're going to do it all the way. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't want a real commitment, don't even get in. Don't be with that person. You know what I'm saying? Let that person know I'm not ready for all that. You know what I'm saying? Don't get into these relationships with people making them think that you want this when you really don't. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself together, because once you got you together, your relationships will be all right. It will be okay. Trust me. Get number one together.
I know that's right. Say it again, boo. Say it one more time.
Huh?
Say it again.
Number one together. Have a relationship with yourself, for real. Being single is okay. You know what I'm saying? Be committed to yourself, for real.
I know that's right. On time. Say it one more time, because I think people really need to hear that, like, one more time. Say it again.
Be committed to yourself.
Yes, honey. One more time. Just one more.
Stop.
Please, one more time. Please.
Not for real. Just, you know, love self first, you know, and everything else will fall into place. It will. It really will.
All right.
Yep.
We got another question from Facebook. This person wants to know, how would you feel if you was in love with your woman and some of her family do not like you, but now they're getting ready to get married to her? They want to be in it. Ha! Here's my input, honey, okay? You do not need to worry about anybody in her family liking you. You need to worry about your girlfriend liking you.
Yes.
Or your fiance, or your wife, or whoever she is to you. as long as the key player like you, that's all it matters. I mean, come on, look at some of these TV shows, some of these movies, like the stepfather don't like the boyfriend, or the stepmother don't like the boyfriend, or sister's like, oh, you could do so much better. Don't worry about them. Nobody else can claim your happiness but you. Just like he said, self-love. You got to love yourself, man. Because once you love yourself, your girlfriend going to love you, then the people going to love you too. Just be you. Don't front for nobody, man. Fronting, it's not what's up. And you get better not front to me. Because I'm going to be reading you, honey, on last talk. Do you hear me? Oh, I did just say be nice to people, Roy. I'm so sorry, man.
For real, but I mean, just because they don't like you, I mean, as long as your girlfriend is happy with you, that's all that matters. For real, forget them. Who are they?
Who are they, honey?
Yeah,
hated it.
If they all in her relationship like that, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they need to get their own relationship and be all into that. And once they do that, they won't even be worried about hers no more, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That comes to that people minding their own business.
Yep,
as long
we said
as you ain't hurting, you are not hurting her, or you're not doing no harm to her, it's nobody's business. And they don't have to like you, for real. What are they doing for you?
Exactly.
So, yep.
Exactly. So this time, everybody, what I'm going to do, I am going to take some callers. Oh, my goodness. We have a lot of callers tonight.
Hello.
We have quite a few. So what we're going to do is we're going to take some callers, and let's start with caller number one. Caller number one, area code 3187. How are you doing today, caller 3187? Hello? Caller 318? Hey, how are you doing?
I'm here.
Oh, I thought I heard that. That was you.
No, yeah, I said hello.
Okay. Okay, how about 8042? 8042. Hello? 8042? Area code 8042.
All right.
Caller, area code 8437.
Right here.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hey, good evening.
All right. Can I get your name? Where are you from?
Dakota from Charleston.
Okay, how you doing?
All right, how y'all?
We doing good.
I'm glad. I'm listening to your show. It's really good. It's awesome. I'm listening to all the topics that you have.
I did want to say,
you were talking about, you know, why people are fight each other, the studs fight each other and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had to say this, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
There's a lot of jealousy in our community among each other. You know, there's a lot of jealousy, there's a lot of mistrust among us as a community. And we don't know, like you said, you know, one girl lip gloss don't match the other girl lip gloss. It's jealousy. And instead of us being jealous of one another, we need to come together as a community and work together to try to make everything right for everybody.
Right.
You know, I actually really am enjoying your show, listening to your show, and thank you for letting me open my big mouth. And I hope everything's all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller we have, 6156. How you doing, area code 615? Hello, 615?
Hey, Malik, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. We sitting there listening to the radio.
Real good. Talk to me.
Okay, can I get your name? Where are you from?
I'm Mr. Blue.
Oh, okay. How you
doing? I'm good, man.
Good.
Yeah, calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. C. Got anything you want to ask us?
No, I'm just, I've just been sitting there enjoying the show and laughing and actually talking to my future wife about certain things. And she actually asked one of the questions.
Which question was that?
About the family members.
Oh, okay. Well, tell her, as long as she loves you and you love her, that's all that matters.
Yep, yep.
And
yeah.
The rest will follow. And their the family members, that would be their loss for not accepting you or her. Don't even worry about it. Everything will be good.
All right, man.
All right, thank you for calling.
No problem.
Oops, I'm sorry. Area code 7329. How you doing today, 7329? Area code 732. All right. Let's go to area code 2144.
Yo,
how you
what's
doing
up,
today?
Hello?
Hey.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yo, what's up? This is Trish from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Hey, Trish.
What's going on? All right. First of all, last time I called in, a couple of calls after me, a female call from Florida, you know, showing love, and I like to appreciate that. And she was talking about me being FTM and coming to the club, so forth and so on. I just want to let her know, as far as me coming to the club, I'm going to continue to go. And as far as the type of women I dated, she made a comment about that. Personally, I have preferred and always have preferred straight women. Even when I called myself a stud, I was still turning out straight women. Pretty much that's where the name Trutch came from, because I preferred straight married women.
Okay.
So I want to get that out the way. Two, as far as the jealousy thing, to me, it's silly that we jealous. Most of the time, we jealous over some material stuff that you have on in the club, not really knowing that this person can leave the club and really not have a place to go when they leave the club. Or they may be in a messed up situation, abusive situation, and the club is really all they have to be a star.
True.
We really got to look beyond that, because if you look at it at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat together. Just even by the color of our skin, we all in the same boat together. Just being Afro-American in this country, and just if we just start looking around, we're getting further and further behind in this country. You start seeing how the Hispanics are coming here. They're sticking together. They're starting businesses. They're buying homes. They're doing stuff that we are not doing. And we're fighting each other over silly bullshit. We're killing each other over silly bullshit. You watch First 48 Hours. It's always us killing each other over simple-ass bullshit. We have to start loving, for one, ourselves first. That's, to me, where a lot of it comes from. We have so much self-hate for ourselves that how can we love somebody else if we don't love ourselves first? Everyone has some type of worth in this world. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. We have to realize that first, love ourselves, and then we can love everybody else. And then, to me, that'll make our whole community so much better. Because at the end of the day, like I said, we all fighting for the same thing just to make it in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I wanted to say, get that off my chest.
Thank you for sharing.
All right, y'all, holla.
All right. All right, we got area code 8049. How you doing today, area code 8049? Go to the next caller. Area code 5719. How you doing today? Area code 5719. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Area code 8437. How you doing today? Area code 8437.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
That's just me again, Dakota. I mean,
okay.
can I get my number again? That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Let's try 804-718. That's an NY area code. Area code 718-6. Okay. Are you called 7329? Are you called 7329? Okay. Are you called 6156? Are you called 6156? All right. Let's try one more. Then we're going to turn in for the night. Area code 571. Area code 571. All right, let's stop the calls for the night. Let me go look in the chat room right quick. See if anybody got anything to ask me. Anybody in the chat room have anything to ask me before I close the show? Let me check it out one more time. I'm going to give everybody a chance to speak tonight because today is Fan Appreciation Day. Give you all one more second to give me some questions. And nobody has any more questions. So, with that being said, I would like to thank everybody. First of all, before I thank everybody, let's thank our co-host, my wife. She's so
Yay.
Cute. You a whack. I told y'all she whack and crazy. Thank you, boo, for coming on here and supporting me and speaking to everybody so they can hear your voice. And they can see where who my boo is and who I'm always saying I love you to on my Facebook. There she go, y'all. She's right there.
Hi.
You whack. Number two, somebody else told me to mention the number one website for DLBT community, Queer Zone. www.queer. You're not spell queer. It's QUERZONE. QueerZone.com. Not only is that for women, that is for men, FCMs, MTFs, queers, anybody in between, no labels. Come on there. Get your profiles cracking. It's free. And I would like to, again, say thank you all for tuning in. Next week, we will be broadcasting live again. And I love you all. Thank you for supporting me. And good night.